Amen. So if you hear and you're a parent, think about first and foremost checking what goes on at home. Amen. Check what goes on at home. If you're about to be married, prepare your heart and say, yes, I need to build my home, not house. My
home.
You know there's a difference between a home and a house. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. So build your home. And we saw, let it be a place of love. Amen. A place of what?
Love.
Uh-huh. And also a place of what?
Security.
Uh-huh. And Isaac, you remember what you told us at the place of what?
Security. I said love.
Uh-huh.
Security.
You said a lot, yeah, but I just put you on the spot. I know you said a lot, but if you, the rest aren't coming, it's okay. I have them here. Amen.
Amen.
So prepare your heart that I want to build my home.
Amen.
Whatsoever price that I have to pay, I will do it. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to generally talk about some certain realities of parenting, that once everyone here is a parent and is going to be a parent, you got to be aware of these things. Amen.
Amen.
Realities of what? Parenting. Number one, if you have a child and you are supposed to become the parent, understand that you don't own the children God gave you. They are not yours. You don't do what?
Own the children God gave you.
Very often we think we own them. So most of the things that we do towards them is like we have a property and I got to, you know, handle the property this way or that way. But once you know it's not for you, it's for God, you know how to take care of them. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, people didn't say the amen.
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 I want to repeat that. Do you know why? The kids or the children are not for you. Understand that. Let's read the scripture, Ezekiel 18 and verse 4. Ezekiel 18 and verse 4. Behold, all souls are mine. All what?
All souls.
Some souls.
All souls.
Are you sure?
Yes.
He said, some souls are mine.
All souls are mine.
The soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is whose?
Mine.
So your child is not for you. It's for God. Amen.
Amen.
You are just a steward taking care of somebody's property for them. That's why the Bible tells us that they are an inheritance of the Lord. Psalm 127, 3 to 5. They are what? We inherit them from the Lord. Can it be on the board? 127, 3 to 5. Behold, the children are a heritage. Heritage means you inherit them. They are a gift. Amen. Inheritance from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Amen.
Amen.
So understand that you inherited the kids from who? God. So it is not for you. It's God's property. Hello? So be careful how you take care of God's property. For example, if the mayor gives you something to take care of, how are you going to look after the thing? You care for it because the mayor has given me something and I have to do what? Take good care of. But this is not the mayor, the creator of the universe. Hello? Has given you something to take care of for him. A steward. So when you know it's not for you, your attitude towards your child will be different. Is it true? Yeah. But when you know it's for you, your attitude also is different. So today I want to let this reality sink into everybody. As a parent, the children are not for you. It's for God. Do you want to fight God?
No.
It's kind of like you don't want to say God. I want to say it and I want to hear it. The children are for who?
God.
Amen. So be a good steward.
Amen.
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 The second thing I want all of us who are parents here, who are going to be parents, to note is that raising kids is a deeply emotional experience. Sorry, let me finish. I didn't finish with this. I jumped quickly. You see, he says, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Hello?
Hi.
Like what?
Arrows.
In the hand of what?
Warrior.
So are the children of one's youth. So when you have children, you just like a warrior going to war with arrows. You know, during those days, the submachine gun and what has not been, you know, developed. So they go with arrows, bow and arrows, spears and those things. And he's telling us here that like arrows in the hand of a warrior, like, so it's just like that. You, a parent, you are like a warrior with arrows. So the children you get are arrows for a warrior. Hello?
Hi.
Do you see? Arrows for what?
A warrior.
So happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. Very often we say the thing they carry, the arrows in his quiver. And very often it's about 5 arrows that go into that. And he said, you are blessed when you have the quiver full. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Let me tell you something. If you have arrows in your hand, what do? You shoot into the air. Where do you shoot the arrows? You shoot at the enemy. Hello? So there is a deep secret in there. He says it's like arrows in the hand of a warrior. So when you have kids or children God has given you to take care of, and you position them like arrows against the enemy, what are you trying to do? You got to be strategic so that your kids defeat the enemy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't shoot the arrows into the air, do you?
No.
Okay, I've got an arrow. Let me shoot. Then you point to the air. Oh, can I get this airplane? Do you think I can get an airplane if I shoot? No, it won't go far. You shoot it at a target, and the enemy is the target. So shoot the kids so that the enemy will be destroyed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be strategic about raising the kids so that they will defeat the devil.
Amen.
I've been bringing some things occasionally, and we put it on the board. You see a small child leading prayer. They say, recently I put that on board. I don't know whether you remember.
Yeah.
Can you set that for me? I intentionally do those things because if parents can be strategic, we'll defeat the devil. Let him bring on whatsoever. We will defeat the devil. But when we're not strategic and we don't know there are arrows to be shot at the devil, you just do things anyhow. with your children. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
So when you are able to do that, you'll be bold. You'll be what?
Bold.
They shall not be ashamed, but speak with your enemies in the gate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can boldly tell the devil you are a defeated foe.
Amen.
You came at the children God gave me, but God has lifted them unto glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like today we're talking about, they are gone. I wanted to call him here. Yesterday at the picnic, he pulled a chair and come and sit by us and was telling me stuff from the Bible. Yes. Cleo, I keep forgetting the name. That's Dr. Hassel's, this Cleo. You remember. You see, what was that small boy telling us yesterday?
Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
And the rock and the fire.
And the fire. Yes. He was preaching us that lengthy thing.
And
he is a child of destiny.
Amen.
That's why the devil is doing that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when these things happen in schools, don't panic. There are times, listen, there are times they're too sharp and too smart for the class. Oh, yes. I had similar case. When our last born was growing, almost every week we were at the school. You see, and then a pastor's child. You know, Jerry Al is quiet, but we were in the school. So I remember the teacher said, when he got to know he was going to leave the school, she said, she can't wait for the term to end for him to leave the class. He gave her trouble almost every time. So one of the times I went, and whilst we were talking, the Holy Spirit just dropped this into me. So I told the teacher, don't you think he's not having enough challenge in the class? When I said that, I said, okay, it could be. Okay, she'll report to the principal, and then they'll let some doctor come and test him and this. And can you believe, when they did the test, his IQ was very high. He had to be taken to a gifted child school. But meanwhile, always it is struggle. We go and we will be. So don't just take in anything. There are arrows in your hand. Point them at the devil and let the devil know you are a warrior.
Amen.
For Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You look at this small boy. Let me turn off this light. Turn it off. To bless the food for them to eat. Please play it one more time for me. So he's just saying the blessing over the food for the children to eat. If your child prays like this, the devil can get him. Father God, thank you for all this food. We ask you to bless it.
Make it nourishment to our bodies.
seafood. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We can do it. Be strategic. I said, be what?
Strategic.
Strategic. If it's not strategic, it's strategic. Hello.
Hi.
So let us be what? Strategic. Did you get me? Yes. Number three. Oh, number two. Did I say number two? Okay, number two. I didn't go into it. I said it is what? Raising children is what?
A deeply emotional
experience. Proverbs 10:1. Proverbs 10 and verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes what? A glad father. A wise son does what?
Makes a glad father.
But a foolish son
is the grief.
That's what?
Is the grief of his mother.
This one, I don't know, somebody should explain to me. Why is it that when the child is wise, the father gets happy? But when it's foolish, the mother is grieved. Okay, try. Give us.
I can try from a couple of angles. So the first angle is that men, this is just my way of looking at it, so men don't get upset with me.
When it is, the men will come after you.
So men can, when their sons don't measure up to what they want, they can't just close their hearts. Like a man can just order his son to leave the house because he's not doing what he wants to do.
Leave.
If you're not going to bow to my authority, then leave. But the mother will grieve over that. Mother will grieve over that. So that's one. And then the second one is when the kids are young, when they're like 3, 4, 5 years, they are usually with their moms. So when the child is not disciplined, and maybe you take the child to the mall, the grocery store or something, and they start having tantrums, and they have their meltdowns and they throw themselves on the floor, it's a shame to the mom. But they don't usually do that to their dad because they know
their dads are not there.
They know their dads will punish them.
Oh, okay.
So when they go out with the dads, they don't usually behave that way. But when they go out with the moms, they misbehave. So from two angles.
From that two angles. Do you support that?
It's possible.
I support the first one.
You support the first one? That?
The man, when the sons behave, whatever you want to do it.
The sacrifice from the house.
Yes, or I'll not give you food to eat as a punishment. But the mother, please.
You to be patient
sign
with the child.
It happens. For that one, I know it's true.
Hello.
Hi.
So it's so there is emotional things in raising a child. Last time somebody said something that they will say will cut your heart. Yes. It's emotional to raise kids. They will either bring you what?
Gladness.
Or
grief.
And already, we will look at that scripture eventually as we go. The Bible says foolishness. Let's look at it, please. Proverbs 22:15. God says, I'm giving you a package. And this is how the package comes. He says, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. It's where?
Bound up in the heart of a child.
I want a rope. When the children are coming, God says, foolishness. That's what? Where? Not in the brain.
In the heart.
In the heart of who?
Of the
child. The child. So every child is foolish. Hello? So he says foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. And prayer will drive it far from him. Oh, what's that?
The rod of correction.
Oh, you people can see. It's what?
The rod of correction.
No, prayer.
No.
Prayer will drive the foolishness. Hello? He says what? Rod of correction. Your correction should have rod in it.
But not actual rod.
No, but rod in it. If you shift post today, if you didn't say, I'm going to do that, then the child does it too. Dare you, does it. You troublesome. You worry me. Eh? You worry me. Eh? You kill me. That wouldn't do anything to the child. The child will do more. Because there is something about children, foolishness, before they come, God says the package of a child has foolishness bound up in the child's heart. So the child, don't you see the kind of things that come into their mind to do? When you leave them, you get the shock of your life. They will try to wash the place for you. And by the time you come home, you will see proper washing. They have washed till the floor and every place is wet. And all the soap is finished. One plate. And they think they are helping. Yes. So, raising kids have some emotions in it. It's either going to bring you gladness or what?
Grief.
It's a reality. So when you know what is there, you make the right choice. Is that not correct?
Yes.
Yes. If you don't want grief, then as we travel the journey, some of the things we'll be suggesting will be helping. Amen.
Amen.
There's another reality I want us to note. When it comes to parenting, it means letting go. It means what? Letting go. Genesis 2:24. I'm not preaching. I want everyone to hear everything I'm saying. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, a man shall do what?
Leave.
A man shall?
Leave.
A man shall?
Leave.
Who?
His father and mother.
And be joined to?
His wife.
And they shall become?
One flesh.
So, whilst you have the package, the child now, understand that they are going to leave. They are going to do what?
Leave.
And if you know they are going to leave, you have to prepare them so that when it's time for them to leave, they can leave. Amen.
Amen.
We will look at styles of raising kids. But the problem is this. When you don't raise them so that they can eventually leave, forever, they can't leave. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know why they can't leave? Because how can they leave? You didn't point the arrow to a place where they will leave and they have everything to live by. Do you get me? So raising them, prepare them so that when it is time for them to go, they can go. Because they have been trained so. Amen.
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 Amen. For example, if you don't have, it's not only education that guarantees work or anything. But if maybe somebody is very handy, they can do stuff. If raising them, you give the person opportunity to improve upon those areas, by the time that the person has to leave, they have something they could leave and lean on. Do you get the picture?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let us do what? They will be leaving. Once, if they are men and a lovely woman comes around, you'll be there and they come and say, "Daddy, it's time." What time? Got him, that honorable man. I'll come and show you. The day they show the man, you know they are gone. Oh, somebody has stole their heart. So they are gone. It's not, the other processes will follow, but the day they show up with the person, the man or the woman, they are gone. So as you raise them, prepare them so that when it's time for them to leave, they can leave honorably. Amen. That is a reality. Understand that they will leave. There is another thing that I want us to note. Understand that no parent gets it right all the time. No parent does what? Why is that necessary? When you're not careful, you can grieve and grieve and grieve and let it look like you are the worst person on the surface of this earth. Is that correct? Yes. But let me tell you, there is no clear-cut formula for raising kids. That would have been simple, don't you think so? When you buy a car and there is a manual, they say, put the key here. There are some, you don't put keys. It says, put it down, press here. You press, it says, press this thing. And then the gear shifts. You press it forward, it's going this way. You press it backwards, it's going that way. Once you follow the manual, you can move the car. But here, raising kids, there is no such formula. Are you here? So understand that you will make mistakes. You make what?
Mistakes.
And when you make mistakes, we make mistakes raising our sons and daughters. Yeah. We did?
Yeah.
We did make mistakes. But during those times, we didn't know we were making mistakes. We thought that's how we should parent them, and we were parenting them. But as they grew up, that's when we also learned some things, and we realized there were things, yes, it didn't come off like it should. So we told them, oh, we are sorry, things didn't go like that. We thought that this is the way. I remember the first time one of them asked me, "Daddy, what do you mean?" Hello. Where I'm coming from? That is a different, it has a different meaning. It's what? You get a slap. What do you mean? How dare you tell your father, what do you mean? Where I'm coming from is an insult. So the first time, I said, what did you say? I said, I didn't understand what you said. I'm trying to find out what you meant. And I saw that, this, what do you mean? It's different from the other word. Hello. Yes. So, raising them, be ready. You will make mistakes. Amen. And when you see clearly you've made mistakes, tell them you have made mistakes. Apologize. Amen.
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 Hello?
Hi.
Is it okay to grow at this pace? I intentionally have slowed down. I want you to get it. You will make mistakes. The fact that you don't get everything right also is a sign that parents, let us also be sensitive to the Holy Spirit to guide us. Amen.
Amen.
Let's be what?
Sensitive
to who? The Holy Spirit. To do what?
Guide
us. Do you know why? Because there is no set formula for raising kids. There is no what?
Set formula.
For raising kids. Amen.
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 There is no set formula. So you make mistakes. But as you make the mistakes, learn. Be a learner continually. Try to find out. Ask God, okay, what do you want me to do at this problem with the child? What do you want me to do this situation with the child? If you keep asking God, God will show you how to handle it. No two kids are the same. Amen.
Amen.
So maybe there are things you might do with one, you can't do the same with the other one. It won't work. So don't mix them together like you are eating. What food did we eat there yesterday?
That's you.
Well, you were not there yesterday, yeah. What food do we mix?
Some fried rice.
The fried rice, okay. There's some rice here, there's some eggs here, there's some lettuce here, there's this here, and they've mixed it together. The children are different. Amen.
Amen.
So you got to be careful. When we were raising our children, we didn't know some things. So we did make mistakes. So I would want to encourage everyone here, don't treat the two the same. Don't treat the three the same. Don't treat the four the same. They are different. Amen.
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 And remember, when you don't get it right, yes, it is a reality. It happens. Only you got to be willing to unlearn and do the right thing. Do you get me?
Yeah.
You have to do what?
We'll be willing to learn.
Unlearn what you're doing and do the right thing.
Amen.
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 Welcome. So, parents, don't think you are what? So perfect. You make mistakes raising them. Yes, go ahead.
You said we shouldn't treat them the same.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. But sometimes there are things someone will do that you let go, someone will do the same thing and you punish. And later, the other person will tell you, when I did this, you beat me. When I did this,
you didn't do that. That's right. How do you handle that? Mm-hmm. That's so true. But, what happens is, knowing them, you might have one person who, when you put in front of the whole world and rebuke them, they are fine. They are fine. Another one, when you do that, you've shattered the person. So in such a situation, once you notice that, you don't do that when there is everybody there. You pull the other one aside. Maybe, I'm going to town when I'm back. You find a convenient time when the other one might not be there. And then there are some, just by looking at them, just by some light thing, you can get every message you want across. Another person, you might have to shout for it to enter. So we can, when we ask God wisdom, He's going to give us a way of handling that so that we can be a blessing to them. Other than that, you use the same formula and you break one down and you build another up. Amen. Is it good? Amen. So we are, those of us who just came in, we're doing parenting. So we are going step by step. I'm not preaching today. I'm just saying it one by one so that we can talk about it. Amen. So we have seen that there are realities in parenting. If you are parenting, if you are a parent, understand that number one, the children are not for you. Number two, there are emotional experiences. It will either bring you gladness or grief. Understand that parenting means you are going to let them go. So train them so that you can prepare them to leave. And the fourth thing we looked at is that don't think you are perfect. You will make mistakes. Parents don't always get it right. Amen.
Amen.
So when you get it wrong, admit I got it wrong and apologize. Amen.
Amen.
The next point I want you to note. Proverbs 6:20. Somebody. Proverbs 6:20. My son, keep your father's what? And do not forsake the law of your mother. So look at the two. The father, that's what? Hello? Are you here?
Yes.
The father, that's what?
Commands.
Fathers, are you here?
Yes.
Hey, there's no father here. Except
one here.
Fathers, are you here?
Yes.
Still, I didn't hear anyone. Hey, you people, fathers, is he here?
You were asking him.
The fathers, I can't hear your voices. I'm not going forward until the fathers speak. Fathers, are you here?
Yes.
Doesn't. Because the word that I'm going to talk about, the fathers, your yes doesn't look like that. Fathers do what?
Command.
Command.
Do you command stuff at home? Fathers do what?
Command.
And mothers do what?
Lay
out laws. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello. So if you are just in, we will get there. This is just realities of parenting. But when we get to the role of parents and also parenting styles, we'll talk about in details about certain things. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to look at all that. And then we'll look at discipline. Mm-hmm. We have the role of the parent. We have the parenting styles. And also we have discipline. Amen. So today we are just looking at the introductory part, which still is the realities every parent should know. Parents, fathers command, amen. And mothers lay out laws in the home. Hello? I don't know why the room is so quiet. It's about what?
Life. Living it through it every day.
Yes. Once the kids are there, you live it by force. Mm-hmm. They will let you live that. So fathers, don't be afraid to command. There's something God said about Abraham. Let us look at that in Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. For I have known him in order that he may do what?
Command
his children and his household after him. Who is he talking to? Abraham. That they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. The things God would want to do in our homes, he expects the fathers to rise up and command the household after God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if you're a man here in your home, rise up as the priest, prophet, and king there.
Amen.
Yes, according to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Rise up. You have to be the head in commanding the home, not the women. I'm looking at the into the eyes of all the men here.
Amen.
Yes, we have to. God said, I have known Abraham. Because you have a question? You have a question? Okay. I have known who? Abraham. I've known him in order that he may command what his children and his household after who? Look at the words there. He didn't say Abraham commands the wife and the children. Or, okay, if I'm somebody read for me. Deacon, Jasper, read for us.
For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him. That he keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring Abraham what he had spoken to him.
Amen.
Amen.
So he didn't say the man commands. So when you close from here, say, now pastor says we should command. So you start commanding the women and the children and the household. That the house. The wife is household.
Because of it.
Household.
I'm not saying the men should do that. I'm saying that they are part of the household.
Aha, that's why.
I'm not saying the men should go and command unnecessarily.
No. Looking at the scripture, the household represents the people, and scripture can prove that. The helps in the house. So you read the scriptures, you see that always whenever he talks about the household, it's those people who are in the home who are now part of your children. So you realize that he said Abraham, when he was going to fight for Lot, to rescue Lot, the people whom he has trained in his household.
Not his wife.
Uh-huh. Oh, the Bible explains itself. Hello. Uh-huh. So, we got to command the children and. Okay. Let me change my microphone. It's dripping.
Amen.
He has to do what? Command the children and his household after him. If you're a man in the home and you are supposed to rise up as the man, and you see you are in the house and you see something that goes against scripture, and you sit there, God is going to answer. You're going to answer to God.
Amen.
Amen. You see something going on, you got to rise up and say, no, this is not scripture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is not. So this cannot be. Amen.
Amen.
You got to do what? Put your feet down and command the children and the household to go after God. For example, you get into where your children are and they are watching something that you yourself don't understand. They say this figure will come and the figure will melt like caramel. And then when it melts, it becomes a dragon. And then it kills the mother, kills the father, kills the son. You go there and the child is watching this. What do you do? Do you say, oh, it's a modern trend? So that is nothing. It is something. In fact, many of these games they play has transferred all kinds of spirits into kids. Yes, it has been proven. So you go there and say, no, this, no, no one watches this in the house. Hello?
Hi.
If you don't do it, the devil will do it for you. Especially when we want to have time to be by ourselves and enjoy life. What we do is that we just get some game. You know, Wuhundio's game. Have you ever seen that before? You give it to the child, it keeps the child quiet, and mom or dad, you can do what you want to do. You are creating problem that you will solve in future. Amen. So watch the kind of games that you give to your kids to play. Now the internet is there, you know, you want them to be quiet, but you can get better things to give them. I thought I would hear an amen.
Amen.
Yes. You got to find out good stuff that if it gets into the kids, it helps them. Amen.
Amen.
Other than that, you will sit there and the devil will program the kids and then it gets to a point you can't control because some things have gotten into them. Now, do you know that many of the killings stems from the fact that people now think, oh, when you shoot someone, he falls and he will come back. Because all the games they play, yes, 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 I shoot, oh, he's killed me. Do you hear those confessions? They are confessions. You think it's a joke. The devil is making you confess those things so that a door will be open and you will exploit the door. He's killed me. Hello.
Hi.
So, if you're a man and you walk in and you see those things, put your feet down. Eventually, your children as they grow will bless you.
Amen.
Don't you think you guys bless me? Oh, tell me.
I mean, you tell us.
Yeah, because when they were growing up, I would like to ask you a question. When they were growing up, weekdays, they didn't watch TV. They watched TV weekends. And they never used to like it.
And on Saturdays, we had to read 5 chapters before we could watch.
They read 5 chapters of the Bible before they go and watch TV. Yes. Listen, when you don't do some things, nothing will happen. We will study that as we go down. There are times we leave things to the world, and the devil also messes it up. It gets to a point, now you can't correct anything. She is telling you, they will read 5 chapters before they come and watch TV. Weekends. So weekends, when we get visitors, they don't like it because the visitors are taking their TV time. They want them to go quickly so that they can watch TV. But they can tell us all that it's been a blessing over the years. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I saw your hand.
Yeah. As you are talking about the shooting.
Yeah. The arrows. Yes.
You know, the boy was at the age of 4 or 5. He was using a BB gun,
mm-hmm.
going around in the community,
Mm-hmm.
Police did investigation.
Yeah.
But they used to just look at him and say, let's tell him he's a kid.
He's a kid.
Yeah.
And now he grows up and goes to a school and kill all those little kids. So the things they watch, the things they practice, listen to me, have telling effects on them. That's why men, we are, as fathers, we are to rise up and command things that would bring your kids to God. Amen.
I want to say something.
Yeah.
When you were talking about reading five chapters before watching TV, you know, when children are growing, it is easy for you to train them that way. But when they grow, you tell them, if you don't read five chapters, you are not going to eat, or something like that. Most of the time, they don't care. Yeah. But when they are children, I remember some years ago, my second born, we were fasting, and he said, we are all fasting, even though he was around, I think about 4 years, 5 years or so. And this girl was so mad that, why are we starving her? I mean, we told all of them that we are all fasting. Even though we are children, we are all fasting. We pray, she should get mad, but we are all praying. So, but after all that, today I would say he learned something out of it. Because whenever I call, I remember when we went to Ghana, she came to visit us. It was Sunday, it's Saturday. He said he's going back to church. You have to go back. He's going back the next day. I said, your father has come. You come to visit your father, and the next day you are going because you're going to church. I said, it's not bad. But there are churches around. At least so when they are children and you train them that way, they grow with it. And that's when they grow, when we need them to grow, to train them
train
that
them.
Way, it becomes a bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they are grown.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't.
That's true. When you don't do it from when they are young, their formative years, when you could put those things in them, especially between the ages of 1 to 5, 6, 7, it becomes difficult. But what helps is that when you keep giving the word of God to them, and Jesus gets into their heart, things can turn around.
Amen.
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 Things can turn around.
I think it's also, it's doing it in the early years. Part of it too is not that you'll see that continuing into those mid-teen years, because they're still growing and figuring out themselves. But once they get to their early 20s, late 20s, then you start to see that, like, I still set a time to read my Bible and have a limit. I still set times where now, after being forced, I remember when we did our like 2-day dry fast in elementary or middle school, and we had to do it too. So all of us did a dry fast. And now I still do my own weekly 1-day dry fast. I still have a time that I set to pray, because it's just something that was done that I saw the benefit of. So I think it might go, but like you said, once it's there, the foundation is there, it comes back, and they practice it on their own.
Amen. She's my number three born. Yes. So these are practical things that we want all of us, because we've got to be strategic. We've got to shoot the arrows at the enemy so that as they grow, they will not depart from me.
Amen.
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 As they grow, they will not depart from me.
I believe that the advantage of when they are young, and we being their parents, so I know Pastor would say that at times that we are not their friends, we are their parents. So in this culture, it's very, you hear parents say, I want to be their friend. The friendship category is completely different from the parent category. Being a parent, there has to be some amount of force, because you know what it will do for them at another stage. So if the child comes and tells them, they will tell you. That was pretty much my error. When getting them to fast on things, when you are fasting, you get hungry. So if the child is hungry, tell them that it's because you are fasting. It's part of being fasting. You get hungry. It's a self-discipline. Yeah, and we started them off from 2 hours, 3 hours. It wasn't all at once dry fasting. No, we started them off from maybe miss breakfast, and then miss lunch and breakfast. Now you're going to miss all till, and then to the next. So it was a gradual thing that we did. We were not trying to be wicked to them, but we knew it would benefit them. And if you don't do it now, like Elder Pari pointed out, when they get to, especially their teen years, you can't control them.
Thank you. I want to come in.
Mm-hmm.
What about the situation like mine, that the children did not grow with you? I left them, like Kobe, I left him 1 year old and came here. It wasn't my making that I was leaving the child to a longer period of time like that. Yeah. So in my situation, what can you do?
Amen. Yes. That is the benefit of actually having Jesus.
Amen.
Because when he comes in, the Bible says the heart of a man is in the Lord's hands, and he turns it every way or any way he wants. So once we get to that mark, all that we see that, Lord, fall conviction upon everyone, open their understanding, let them see some things in you, and the Lord will do that. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to read this scripture so that we close for today. Ezra chapter 8:21-22. Ezra. Then I proclaimed a fast day at the river of Ahava, and that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to request of the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the road, because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all those for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against those who forsake him. Verse 23, please. So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer. So I wanted a place where all the children fasted and animals, everybody fasted. Yeah, is it now or before? Mm-hmm. So there's a place where all the animals fasted, all the children fasted, everybody. So you look at those things, now they will say, hey, how come? It's a child, it's this, I'm this, I'm that. So we don't get the benefits of the spiritual things the Bible says is for us. Now we use our human mentality in, you know, trying to maneuver our way through, and it normally doesn't work. Amen. So I'm praying to God that some of these things we are sharing, we did that, and the four of them, they are alive, they are not dead. they are fasting today by themselves. We don't, now they are all grown, so we don't tell them what to do. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, but they do that out of their own volition. They want to do that. Amen.
Amen.
So we can do the same. If it's in the Bible, it works. That's why I wanted that scripture.
There's a place in Jonah where they have to. Is that what you're looking for?
No, I want where the children and everybody fasted.
Yeah, I
have you found it?
No, there's one in Jonah where the animals also fasted.
Jonah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you put that on the board for me? Jonah what?
Jonah 3:5. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jonah, he said, so the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. Keep going. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man, listen carefully, let neither who?
Man.
Nor head nor taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink. Amen.
Amen. I believe there's one in Chronicles, Jehoshaphat, when they heard the army was coming, and that one, it says all the
people fasted. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but let's see. You see this one, it is in the Bible. And when they did that, the whole city gave their lives back to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You go back, Ezra chapter 8, let's see verse 35 and see whether what I was looking for. And the children of those who had been carried away captives, who had come from offered burnt offering, 12 who, no, all was a burnt offering. Please, can you go up a bit and let's see. There's a scripture there I'm looking for, I can't find it. So once we see these things in the Bible, we can begin to also learn it, practice it gradually. And before you realize, you have prepared your children for what?
To defeat the enemy.
Great things. Keep going. If I'll give it to you the next week. So let me close. Amen.
Amen.
So once we see fasting in the Bible for everyone, in my house, once I saw that, I said, in my house, we'll do it. And it has worked. Amen.
Amen.
All four of them are here. They can tell you the benefits they have. The terms they declare, 10 days, 14 days, 15 days, drinking only water. I never told them to do that. But they've seen us do it. They've seen the benefits. And they are also doing it. Hallelujah. As we travel the journey, some things will come up for all of us to learn and start doing. The last thing I will say is that he accept that the children are not exactly like you. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Accept that your children are not like you. That's whereby we often try to let the children become like us because we think they are like us. They are different. I say they are different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are different. They are not like you. Mm-hmm. So allow God to let them be like how he created them to be. Don't try to remold them into another mold like you. That's why we often say, okay, parents, when they wanted to become, say, lawyers and they are not able to become lawyers, then my child will have to by all means become a lawyer. lawyer for you. No. Hello. Yes. So don't always think your children are like you. They are different. And because they are different, if you open up your spirit, they have a new set of things that they will bring that you don't have, your wife or child or the man or the woman doesn't have. Amen.
Amen.
They are the heritage of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm praying to God. These are just what? Something everyone will have to know. Realities as you start parenting. Amen.
Amen.
Do you have a question before we pray?
So, what about if the kid, you're telling them that they have to study and stay in school and become, they have to have this master's, this degree, this, that, and then one of them turn around and say, well, mommy or daddy, do you have that degree?